It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of fucking work. And I know y'all probably saying to yourself, what the fuck, Tim? What takes a whole lot of work? Blending a fucking family. Blending families is such a an American thing that's happening every fucking day. I mean, straight up. I mean, if you're dating, it's one of the many things you have to consider, you know. When you're meeting someone, you're vibing with them. I mean, you're fucking. It's very rare that if you come across a woman or a woman that come across a guy with no children. It's so fucking rare. I mean, it's so fucking rare. It's one of the things you just have to consider, you know, when you're dating and vibing. How many can you handle? Are you open to being second, you know, because you'll never come before that person and their kid. And if that person puts you before their kid, then something's wrong, straight up. I mean, I just wanted to have this conversation with y'all and get y'all feedback on this. Y'all know how to get at me, man. It's Timothy Lee 311 at yahoo.com, where I still take in questions and comments. And I appreciate all the love that y'all give me when y'all tap in with me. Because life gonna be life, and man, I swear, if you don't notice it, life will pass you by. And that time that you give your children, or the time you put into being a parent to your children, man, it's a beautiful thing. And I know for me, trying to blend families, I've dated after me and my children's mother didn't work out. I have three children, as some of you may know. Two boys and a beautiful daughter. Man, trying to blend, you know, I'm gonna speak from my own personal experiences. Blending, it can be fun, it can be a beautiful thing, you know, long as your potential partner, you know, just has their head on straight and they want the same thing as you, and they have consistent, and I'll say this again, consistent structure in their life and for their children. You know, if you don't have that, then everything is just gonna be bonkers, haywire, you know, chaos, just shit all over the place. And anybody who knows me, I can't move or operate like that. So if a woman doesn't have that, I mean, it's just the luck of the roll of the dice if the situation or whatever y'all trying to do can really stand the test of time, you know, because without that, life will just run over you. Your kids will be raising you, telling you what they ain't gonna do. That's why you're a parent, you know, for a reason. You make the executive decision on everything for them, you know. I don't think there's a time frame that you should put on when you should do certain things. Because, like I just said earlier, life is going to be life. We all have a, what I like to call, a shot clock over our head. We don't know when that buzzer is going to go, and we don't know when it's going to go out. We don't know when that motherfucking time clock, shot clock is going to fucking run out. We don't know. You know, so I kind of live by the motto of a YOLO mentality. You know, you only live once. So if the vibe is right and everything feels good, I just might fucking do it, you know, because time will reveal, you know. A person will show you who they really are. I don't believe in that whole 30-day, 60-day, 90-day shit. A person's gonna show you as long as you just pay attention. I don't think there is no time frame. You just move accordingly, and if everything feels right, just go with the flow. You know, you could say, I don't want this person to meet my kids until this. You just don't know, but you'll know when you know, because the feeling, the vibe, everything about it is gonna feel just, let's do it, you know. I just think blending families can be a can be a beautiful thing. We live in a society where there ain't no fathers out here. You know, I say often to myself, like, you know, where are the fathers? You know, when I see certain things happening in life and in social media, And I see how somebody's moving, or even in their whole mannerism, or even when I hear women say they're not tapped in, but they want to be in a soft girl era, you can be. I just feel like you have to create the space for things that you want to enter in your life. I feel like you got to create it, And sometimes when you blend with someone that can like pour into you, it can just be such a beautiful thing, and then the blending part can just come. And you have to have some patience with it because, children are different. Children tend to kind of, I personally feel children kind of tend to gravitate and go with the flow on what their parent is doing. And when that all flows and comes together, blending a family can be beautiful. It can be beautiful as long as you got the time, patience, and of course, money. Because kids cost, dating costs, it all costs. But when you're blending and you're doing it together, and it's not all on one person, again, I'm gonna keep stressing this, it can be a beautiful motherfucking thing. So that's my take and my experiences that I just want to spread into my listeners about blending a family. It can be a beautiful thing. We don't have a lot of that these days. These days, when people have children, they tend to not stay together. But I feel when two people are not going to stay together, you guys at least owe it to that kid or children to keep giving them the consistency. And if you don't, you date, you move on with your life, and you find that you create that space for that woman or that man to come in and pour love onto you. And when your children see that, it all flows and comes together. Because ain't nothing like when a man goes into a woman's life and he's loving on her and her children see that. That's inspiring, that's building, that's just beautiful for children to see. Someone loving their mama. And they'll grow up to say, hey, you know what? Things didn't work out between my mom and my dad, but my mom dated, she lived her life. And in between, when she wasn't being a parent, she dated and met such and such, and we became a blended, beautiful family. And fellas, that's vice versa for y'all, because we gotta like really I want to shout out to all the fathers like myself that are raising children or children. We owe it to our children for them to see us as well happy with the woman. So they too can say, hey, my dad and my mom didn't work out, but my dad merged with Miss Such and Such, and she loved on us, and she may have had a kid or kids, and we all became one big blended family. And children, again, they tend to gravitate and will go with the flow on what their parent is doing because they trust you as their leader. And then when they see you blending with another parent that just has so much love and positive energy like yourself, it all just flows and comes together. I'm very big on blending families, bringing worlds together. If it's all out of love, positivity, again, I stress this word again, it can be such a beautiful thing, y'all. So if you're single with children or children, you owe it to yourself to not only just date for you and who's going to love on you, who is going to take the initiative to be open to learn how to not only love you as their significant other, but take the time out to learn how to love that child too.